This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to the Fun Kids Science Weekly with Dan. Big space stuff in the news this week. Scientists think they've discovered a brand new planet. So on the phone to tell us more about it is Josh Barker, who works at the National Space Centre. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
So, new planet in the sky. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. So we found another planet orbiting around a different star out there in the universe. And this one's rather special, as it seems to be the hottest planet that we've ever found.
The hottest planet we've ever... So how hot is our sun? Because that's probably the hottest thing I know.
Yeah, the hottest thing in our solar system is our sun. And that sits about just under 6,000 degrees. So about 5.5 to 6,000 degrees Celsius. In comparison, this planet is about 4,500 degrees. So it's almost as hot as our sun. In fact, it's about 10 times hotter than Venus, which is the hottest planet in our own solar system.
And how big is it?
It's probably about the sort of size of Jupiter, maybe a little bit bigger. Because of how hot it is, the atmosphere, so the gas around it, is actually boiling away, spraying out into space. That makes it really difficult to work out exactly how big it is. But we think about the size of Jupiter.
Am I right in thinking with our sun that it's not like flames and fire that's making it hot?
You're quite right. It's not a big ball of fire, as often people think. It's actually really, really hot gas. Now, interestingly, a bit like fire, that gas can sort of leap out off the surface and form these great loops that we call prominences. And you can get some fantastic images of, you know, these outbursts of gas and material from the surface of the sun. So it's not quite fire in the same way you might have one at home, but it is extremely hot.
So why is this new planet so much hotter than our sun? Is it different gases? What's making it burn so brightly?
Well, we think one of the main reasons it's much hotter than a lot of the other planets is because it's a lot closer to its star that it's orbiting around. So, for example, the Earth is far enough away from our sun that it takes a year, 365 and a quarter days, to get all the way around. This star is much, much closer. In fact, it's so close that its year is only 2 days long.
So do they have Christmas every year?
Well, probably, yes. So they'd have Christmas pretty much every other day, which would be pretty exciting.
You'd be so
although
fat,
although you'd get very
you?
Old very quickly.
You'd have so much turkey living on that planet. How far away is it from where we are?
It's about 620 light years away, so a very, very long way away. We're certainly not going to be visiting it anytime soon.
And how long has finding this planet kind of been in the works? Because I heard something about they thought it might be there about 2 years ago.
Yeah, so a lot of these searches for planets can take a long time, and that's because they're very difficult to spot. Although they're pretty big, planets are very large objects, they're so far away that they appear very, very tiny. So we have to take very careful measurements using telescopes, looking at stars, see how they change in brightness and things like that. So these things can take many years to figure out.
Now, most planets, Josh, they're around for about a billion years, aren't they? That's like the life cycle of a lot of planets.
Yeah, so depending on the star around them, they can last a few billion years. That shouldn't be too much of an issue.
What about this one, though? The fact that it's so close to, like, its major star, and it only takes 2 days to go around something, and it's burning so brightly, is it going to be around for that long as well?
Probably not. This one's probably only going to last a few hundred million years, and that's a couple of reasons. First of all, we think a lot of this planet is boiling away, being turned to gas, and that's being spread out across the solar system around that star because of how hot it is. And also, what we understand about the star it's orbiting around is that star seems to be getting bigger. It seems to be start expanding. Within about 100 to 200 million years, the star will be so big that it'll actually reach this planet, and the planet will sort of get sucked inside the star and probably be incinerated.
So it's just around a few hundred million years, not a big deal.
Yeah, just a few hundred million years. We're relatively short in space terms.
What's the name of it?
The name of it is a rather inspiring Kelt 9b.
Is there a chance we can change that to make it more Jupiter-y?
There's always a chance. So the International Astronomical Union are the group of people who gather together to decide on names. And they often decide on names fairly regularly, a couple of times a year. So there's a chance that we may end up renaming it. Although most planets tend to be named after the telescope that found them, which is the Kelt in this case, and the star number that they found. So that's the Kelt 9 star and B for the second planet that we found around it.
Now, Josh, I've got one last kind of deep question for you. You know, aliens. Wise, scientists always say, well, it's life, we're looking for life as we know it. You know,
yeah.
That's the phrase. On this boiling hot planet that's so far away, is there a chance there could be life not as we know it there?
There's always a chance. So whenever we look for aliens, we obviously look for things that we could survive in, that life down here on Earth could survive. Now, we were all moaning just a few weeks ago when it reached about 30 degrees here in the UK, so 4,500 degrees, probably a bit too tough for us to survive in. But the interesting thing is that life that we understand here on the Earth is very similar to a lot of the conditions we find on Earth. And maybe there is a small chance that perhaps life could exist in weird and wonderful locations that we would have no chance of surviving in. Now, it's probably not likely. It would be a very, very difficult environment to live in, but you never know what's out there.
Awesome. Josh, thank you so much for coming on Fun Kids.
Thanks for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.